Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue this first week of Advent. Let us always trust in you. Let us always allow ourselves to be guided by you. And let us look forward to where you're leading us throughout this entire year. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, Tuesday, and it is Tuesday of the first week of Advent. And tomorrow, of course, is the last day of November. And that is always the Feast of St. Andrew. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But something happened, and I thought it might be a good explanation or good teaching to kind of tell you this a little bit about the way the church works. The Pope just appointed what is known as a coadjutor bishop for the Diocese of Providence. Now, obviously, the Diocese of Providence is down in Providence, Rhode Island. It is the entire state of Rhode Island, and so that's the diocese. Unlike here in Massachusetts, there, which is obviously bigger than Rhode Island because Rhode Island is the smallest state in the union. So every other state, including Delaware, which I think is the second smallest state in the union, is bigger than Rhode Island. So we all know that. But Massachusetts has four dioceses, whereas Rhode Island has one. Maine only has one, too, I think. There might be two there. And actually, Manchester is the diocese of the entire state of New Hampshire. Burlington is the diocese of the entire state of Vermont, but Massachusetts has four dioceses: Springfield, Worcester, Boston, and Fall River. And Fall River includes everywhere south of, you can say, places like Plymouth. So all of Cape Cod is the diocese of Fall River. You may know that Cardinal O'Malley, when he was not even archbishop, when he was Bishop O'Malley, was appointed to be bishop of Fall River. And so he was already here in Massachusetts. He's originally from Ohio. And then he went to Florida. And I think it was Palm Springs. Maybe I have that wrong. But he was down in Florida anyway. And then he came back as the Archbishop of Boston. And he is still the Archbishop of Boston, even though he has since been called the Cardinal Archbishop of Boston. So a little bit of background there. So anyway, that's Massachusetts. There are, I believe, a couple dioceses in Connecticut. Well, Rhode Island is its own diocese. So the current bishop of Rhode Island is a man by the name of Thomas J. Tobin. And he is the bishop of Rhode Island. He is not to be confused with the other Tobin, who is Cardinal Tobin in New Jersey. That happens a lot. But he is Thomas Tobin. Well, the Pope just appointed what is known as a coadjutor bishop of Providence. That means that there is going to be come a time where Thomas Tobin as bishop leaves Providence and he will be replaced by the coadjutor bishop. It's kind of like there was your replacement and he's going to assist in managing the Diocese of Providence until such time as the Pope accepts the resignation of Thomas Tobin when he is 75. He turns 75 in April 1st, as a matter of fact. So what you're looking at is the future, probably like 99% chance, the future Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island. So for those of you in Rhode Island, you have a bit of a change. You have Thomas Tobin, who is the bishop until next April, and that's how many months away? That's about 6 months away. And this other bishop coming to us from the Diocese of Rockville Center. Now, if you're not familiar with Rockville Center is, that's also known outside of church circles as Long Island, New York. So that's the Diocese of Rockville Center. He's coming from there, and he is basically getting ready to be the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island. No, don't know anything else about him besides that, but I'm sure we'll learn more over the next few weeks and few months as he becomes, more in tune with Providence, Rhode Island. Providence is a wonderful place. I love going to Providence, Rhode Island. You probably heard my radio program. Yeah, what am I doing? A radio program? What do you call it? Oh, yeah. Okay, my radio program, my remote that I did from Providence. It's a beautiful place. Providence, Rhode Island. All of Rhode Island is just a beautiful place. And it's easy to get to because you can get there by T and by Amtrak and by bus, and you can drive there, but it's just as easy to get there those ways. So Providence is a real wonderful little place. And, it's a little place. It's a small state. But it's a wonderful place. And if you go into a place called Federal Hill, there's a lot of nice restaurants there, very similar to the North End. Very similar to the North End. So anyway, my hello to all my friends listening from Providence, Rhode Island. Anyway, that's a little bit of inside baseball for the church. There's going to be soon a new Bishop of Providence, but now there is a coadjutor Bishop of Providence, a Bishop Henning. So there we go. In the meantime, we will be back on the other side of the break to talk about some of the readings here for this Tuesday of the first week of Advent. We are here at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at WEZE Early Mornings. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website. You know it, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And remember, you can tell your friends to tune us in where they can find us at your favorite podcast platform, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And a list of those platforms, not a comprehensive list, but a list of those platforms you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So, in any case, just kind of a little tying everything up for this whole story about the new coadjutor bishop in Rhode Island. There are certain bishops that when they put in their resignation, the Pope accepts it right away. And there are other bishops, when they put in their resignation, the Pope says, could you stay on for a little while? Good example is every bishop has to submit their resignation when they turn 75. So a few years ago, Cardinal O'Malley submitted his resignation. The Pope said, could you stay on a little while? As you know, Cardinal O'Malley and the Pope are very close. Now, when Archbishop Charles Chaput out of Philadelphia submitted his resignation down there, it was accepted right away. So it depends on a lot of factors and things like that. So I guess we can assume that when Bishop Tobin turns 75, it's likely that the Pope is going to accept his resignation right away, and he will be replaced by Bishop Henning. Another little thing to come to aware of is that we're part of an archdiocese, and an archdiocese for canonical purposes, virtually no other purposes, but for canonical purposes, is the senior diocese in a sense. That isn't a very good term, but if the certain canon law issues go through the archdiocese, mostly having to do with the marriage tribunal and stuff like that. So we are the metropolitan diocese for the Diocese of Rhode Island, also for Springfield. Springfield, Worcester, how many dioceses? Fall River, Manchester, I think Vermont too, I'm not sure, but I think Vermont too and Maine. But anyway, we are. So that doesn't really affect us, but I'm sure Cardinal O'Malley may have had some input into the coadjutor bishop now of the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island. Anyway, it is Tuesday, and we are going to look really quick at one of the readings. Interesting that Jesus says in the 10th chapter of Luke, which is today's gospel, and something we should never forget, that we have to understand that the Lord gives us this wisdom that what has been hidden from the learned and the clever has been given to the merest children. So anytime, as I always say, someone says, gee, I don't have a theology degree, I have nothing to offer, that's not even what the church teaches. Of course you have something to offer. And that plays itself strongly with this synod of synodality. There is a theological, people say, well, I don't like this idea. Really? Let me tell you something. Theologically, you received the Holy Spirit at your confirmation, and you received, according to St. John Chrysostom, the same Holy Spirit that the apostles did. So you have an input to this church. So anytime you turn around and say, well, who am I? Who am I? You are baptized and confirmed. You have a lot to input, and never get lost into, well, who am I? I have nothing to add. Yeah, you were actually given something to add by your baptism and confirmation. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.